So I don't know about you, but for me, this has felt like a really tough year. And it's only July. Between what we're seeing in politics, from the national and world all the way down to the local level, to what's been happening in our own denomination, to all the things that are happening in our lives, this has just been rough. It has taken a lot of energy. And I think in these times when we are feeling the stress of the world, we need something to get us through, to help us move through the day, to actually help us look forward to the next day. We need joy. We need something to lift our spirits. Joy is something that can help move us forward when we can't see what is going to be next. And one of the ways that we can bring that joy into our lives is to play. We as adults need to reclaim play in our lives. There's so much in our culture that says that play is only for children. We as adults are not supposed to play. But I want to counter that notion. We should play. And I would say that it is a spiritual practice to play. In the reading, he names that the aim of spirituality is to make all life play. And I like that understanding of spirituality as something that allows us to play at every moment of our lives, to play, to enjoy. There are many definitions of play, but one of the definition is to do something that you enjoy. So what would our lives be like if we constantly were doing things that we enjoy? To play. One of my colleagues, Marisol Caballero, writes, "To play is to pretend. And honestly, sometimes the world seems too heavy to leave the house, let alone inspire moments of joy. But the more I watch the news these days, the more I'm coming to view playing, intentionally seeking joy, as a means of radical resistance." Radical resistance through play. That's not something you hear every day. But I think there's really some deep truth in that. Because part of the things that we are fighting against are things that part of that motion is to allow us to feel mired in the world as it is, to feel stuck, to feel like we are having to struggle, to feel the pain and the weight of the world. And if we can find joy, we are countering that narrative that we are stuck, and it gives us that hope that we can move forward, that we can change, we can make a difference, that lifts our spirits so we have the space and the room to do the resistance work that needs to be done. And sometimes just by being happy, just by having joy, that is resistance enough, because part of what we're being asked to do is to be stuck in that sadness and to that feeling of giving up. And so having that joy is resisting the narrative. So what can we do to play? There are many different ways that we can play. And I think there are many ways that we play now that we might not even name it as play. Play can be in creating, making something. Whether you like to cook and making a meal, that can be play. There are probably in this room some fiber artists, knitters like me, crocheters, weavers, all sorts of arts, or paper arts, collage work, painting, drawing. I know we have writers in this space, the poets, the essayists, the short story writers. Creating something new is a form of play, bringing something into this world. Even at moments, raising children can be play. Enjoying that moment of watching them grow and helping them develop into the people they will be, that can be play. Play can also be just enjoying games. Play games every once in a while. We can, some of us like card games, play card games with your friends, or playing solitaire, or there are so many more board games out than even when I was little, and they keep more board games coming out, so explore what board games are out there and play. Some of us might be into role-playing games where you can take on a different character and engage that. That is play. That is something of shaping your world. It's creative. Finding different ways to play and enjoy, be in community with one another. Or just even using your imagination. Just picturing what the world could be like, taking on a different role, you know, walking through your house and, you know, decide that you're going to be the Queen of England for, you know, the next 5 minutes. You can do that. Just play, imagine. Who do you want to be? Who can you be? What would it be like? Just to let your imagination flow and see what the world can be and shape for you. Now, dressing up in different clothes, you know, putting on, you know, the tux and, you know, pretend that you're going to, you know, a fancy dinner party, or go to a fancy dinner party. That's play. Dressing up and engaging and putting on costumes, you know, enjoying Halloween or any other time, say, I'm just going to put on a costume and be something different and explore that. Have fun. Move. Dance. Sing. All of that is play. And when we play, we start to lose track of time. We get so in the moment of what we're doing and what we're engaging in, we'd have no idea how much time has passed, but we just know that we feel good. And to think about that passage of time that moves like that, that is part of what people talk about when they say, talk about praying without ceasing and being in that spiritual moment where you're just in the moment and presence. That's a spiritual act, to be enjoying yourself so much that you're not noticing how time is passing because you're right, completely present to the here and now. That's mindfulness work. That's spiritual work. It is really a spiritual practice to play. And when we play, we often smile. And studies show that smiling triggers the release of chemicals in your brain that causes relaxation, pain relief, and antidepressant. Smiling is healthy for you. So we should really smile more. When smiling can really help us get through the day. I like when I read that smiling is pain relief. So that sounds great. So if my back is hurting, I just need to smile. Maybe that will help. You know, when we're feeling sad, just the act of smiling can help us move forward to relax. And when we smile, it's hard not to smile when you see someone else smile. And they've actually done some studies where they've shown pictures of people smiling, and the person doing the study had to keep a frown on their face, and people can't do it. Seeing, there's something addictive about seeing smiles. Smiling just spreads itself, and I'm even watching the smiles spreading through here. The smiles were happening. And sometimes smiles even grow into laughter. And laughter is also something that lifts us up, brings joy. And it also, I think of laughter as a way of exercising ourselves from the insides. It's kind of letting us stretch our inner muscles and our inner organs to help us breathe better and to have more relaxation. Laughter is also good for us, and it is also addictive, like smiling. There's even now laugh yoga. They really actually engage in laughter and just letting that just fill your body and enjoying that space. Laughter is spiritual, it is healthy, it's relaxing. We really need to smile and laugh more. It's such a benefit to us all. And it is a benefit to each other because of that addictive quality of smiling and laughing. It is a gift that we give others. It benefits ourselves, but it's also something that we have to offer to someone else, for someone else to share, to connect, and enjoy. So I'm going to invite you to engage for a moment in a little play. A little bit simple play. I'm seeing someone kind of looks like, oh, what is he gonna have us do? And this is gonna be play just by movement. And we're just going to do a little dance. But just simple, and you can engage as much as you want. We're just gonna invite you just to take your hand and then just move your hand and just see, you know, what you can do, what ways you can move your hand. Play with your hand. What shapes can you make with it? Yeah, if you want, you can bring another hand in. So now you're doing two hands. You know, bring your arms into it if you want. If you want, and your neighbor is willing, you can interact with one another with your hands and arms, and you can dance together. Now, what can you do with your hands and your arms? No, and if you even feel comfortable and want to bring your whole body into it, go for it. You know, this is a place where there's no limits. Just move your body, your arms, your legs. And if you want to stand and dance around the sanctuary, go for it, you know. This is about just playing. Playing with that one instrument that you carry with you all the time, your body. And it can do many things. What could it do? Yeah, we can bring ourselves back slowly. Maybe one hand and maybe still. You've had a moment of play. And I can see the smiles and hear the laughter. That is a simple spiritual practice that you can do. To just, during the day, just move your hand and your body to dance. You don't need any sort of supplies to do so. You can just do it at any moment. You know, if you're at work and you can close your door to the office if you don't want people to see and, you know, move a little. I actually have some of UU colleagues have a dance break where every week we'll send a video for some song, and then The deal is that at that moment you get it, that you go stop what you're doing and you dance to the music for a little bit. And just to have a moment of just to dance. Because we don't often, we won't necessarily do that often. So to have something that just says, go dance for a moment. Lift up your spirit. Have joy. Play. Sing, dance, whatever you like to do, whatever makes your heart sing. Have joy. Nita Pinfold writes, no matter what they tell you, let it be about joy. Let it be about the sacred. Self-surviving, no, thriving. Shining its way to the knowledge within. Let it be about blooming, the unfolding of the universe through you. Because the story of you begins 15 billion years ago with that first flash of being. Let it be about joy. Can you imagine what our lives would be like if we could bring joy into our lives every day, all day? Yes, yes. Bring that joy. And then share that joy with smiles or laughter to someone else so that they can have the joy in their moments and time and spread that out. It could really help shift and change the world if our world was grounded in joy and not fear. Let us resist and live with joy. Let us play. Let us find those moments where we smile and we laugh. And may we share that joy and laughter with others so that we can change the world. Blessed be. Amen.